No, we're doing more of the test on the days. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. I'm out to climb the video. Post on a field of bushuk. My timer. In chokma vein tuna vein itzo v'neged Hashem. So what are the semantics of the pasuk? So the pasuk saying that even though this guy is filled with chokma itzo and tuna, but v'neged Hashem, Hashem says take it off. You can't wear it. The Neged Hashem, his chachma, his tefun, and his eitz is worthless. So his kavod ha'adam, vis-a-vis the Dvar Hashem, is worthless. So he has to be posher afilu b'shuk, even though his whole kavod ha'adam is going to be compromised. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Next.
And it just means the kavod abrios is based upon chachma, tefun, and eitz.
That's the, yeah.
That's like the source of the Tzal Malkim is what gives the covenant of Brios.
Right.
Right. Okay, good.
And what's the next one?
Okay.
Kol makom sheish kol Hashem. Same thing, right? In Cholk and Kavod HaRav. Even though the Rav has Eitzah and Tfuna and Chachma, but if it involves the Chol Hashem, so it's worthless. Okay.
Mitzvah.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying, isn't that Pashit? Everyone is Mechuyim in Kiddush Hashem, and everyone's prohibited in Chilul Hashem. So what's the teaching? What's the Havamina?
The Havamina is that the... that the Kavod HaRav is worthless. You might think that Kavod HaRav is really, since it stems from Kavod Shemayim, so you might think that even though it's going to eventuate in a lav, but nevertheless, since he represents Kavod Shemayim, so he'll be different.
Right.
He
won't be a Chilul Hashem.
What's that?
That's
Avamin, right.
So the issue is whether this constitutes a Chilul Hashem or not.
Well, the question is, why would it be Chilul Hashem and why would it not be Chilul Hashem?
Right.
So if you're going to say that the Rav is a reflection of Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah, so maybe you'll say that his kavod is really Kvod Shemayim. So he's a special person. So therefore, it's not you can't cause him to be embarrassed because you're embarrassing the Kvod Hashem.
Right.
Kamash Malon, that you can't combine Hashem and another. You can't say that a certain Adam is such a tzaddik that he's like a reflection of Kvod Hashem. Because Neged Hashem, man is nothing. So it'll be like you're giving cover to man, but Makom Hashem. And you can't say that the Kvod Shemayim emanates from God and embraces the Chacham. Because you can't, because we are so distant from the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't claim special rights because we absorb the Torah. Do you follow? Because it's like not recognizing the distance between man and God. That's what it means.
Well, Kadosh clear, but that's what the Havmina. You elaborated nicely on the Maskana, but why would you in the Havmina? Why would you just?
And the Havmina might say that he has special, special rights because he represents Kvod Shemayim.
Don't you say Kilas Elokim Taloy is Tzalam Elokim?
Yeah, Es Hashem Lekecha Tirah Rabbos Tamid
Chacham. Right, so we do say that.
We do say that.
Yeah, so why are you not saying that here?
yeah, that's true.
The Havmina is drawn.
We do say that when there is no negat. But if there is a conflict, then you can't say them.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting philosophical point.
The Hami to me makes more sense. The Chiddush saying that it's like removes the idea of Kvod Shemayim from the person because now it's in conflict with real Kvod Shemayim.
Right. That's right.
So the Gemara is only talking about a Talmud Chacham for an ordinary person.
No, isn't it talking about just a regular Kavod Abrios?
The Makom Sheyesh Chil Hashem and Chol and Kavod L'Rav, even L'Rav.
Even L'Rav. Well, that's the Chiddush by Rav, the way you elucidated it.
That even. That's right. Even though Kavod HaRav is Kichvod Shemayim, Yichvod Rabcho Kichvod Shemayim, or Rabcho Kmar Shemayim, so you would think that it's really not a contradiction, it's not a conflict, but Kamash Malan, no. That man, lowly man, cannot embrace the Kvod Shemayim to the degree that he becomes part of the Kvod Shemayim when he's going against the Tzavos Shemayim Mamash. So it's very nice that the Yichvod Rabbecho Kvod Shemayim, but it doesn't mean literally that it's exactly the same. It means you should treat it that way.
Right. As long as there's nothing to compare it to.
Right. As long, that's right. But once you have a conflict in an action and God says not to do it, there are no people that get dispensation.
Right.
Man doesn't get dispensation. Because he's still a lowly man, and he can't claim that he has a separate position because he reflects the Kvod Hashem.
Right.
That's it's an interesting point.
Yeah.
But I think it's worked out logically. Makes sense. See, like, like Goyim have something like that, like with sainthood, that they're saints, they're totally perfected, and they're in a different class. No matter how big a Talmud Chacham you are, you're still an Adam. And an Adam Keneged Tzavos Hashem has no place.
Also, like a Moshe
Rabbeinu?
Yeah. Like if a Melech or a President, if he is like a representative, an ambassador, so you treat that ambassador like the king.
Right.
But like in front of the king, you don't treat him like the king.
That's right.
And he becomes like a servant, like a
that's right.
nothing.
That's
not
right. That's right. That's true.
But that's the way he's separate from the king. He has like a covet of the Melech.
Right.
But not in front of the king, he's a nobody.
Right. Right. But they do have, in our society, that person who is a prominent politician can get away with certain violations, like he could park when he doesn't get a parking ticket.
Right.
That wouldn't do in our system.
Right.
Because he's violating the law. But he's a special character, so he could do it.
Insider trading.
Yeah, that's right. Insider trading.
That's part of the healthcare system.
I never knew that.
Not part of the healthcare system.
Yeah, that's right. But the insider trading is unbelievable.
Yeah.
For years that was going on.
Yeah.
Wow. People didn't believe it when it came out. Yeah. See, that's that's a wrong idea. So you see how from Torah you can really learn how to build up a melucha. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. But once you get around that mishpat and you start saying this guy can do it and that guy can do it,
yeah.
There's no mishpat anymore. He's not mamid aretz, he destroys the aretz. That's the that's what you can derive. Okay.
In the case of the Kalayim was not speaking by the Chacham though, right?
Who?
The case of the Kalayim.
Yes.
Oh, that was a Chacham also?
Yeah, even a Chacham. Even a Chacham, a regular boor. But even a Chacham who has Eitzah, Das, and Tuna, and Chachma, Neger Hashem, he's nothing.
You might have had a Havamina by a regular person because it's Salman Kim also, no?
Right.
Because the Kavod HaBrios itself might have had a Havamina.
Might have had, right. You mean because it's Salman Kim represents Eitzah, Tuna, and Chachma.
Right.
True. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We'll share on this full on to tomorrow.
What's that?
With the whole share on this full on to tomorrow.
Great.
No, it's beautiful.
It is. It is a really beautiful.
Really insightful.
Shows you the preciseness of Torah. There's no compromise here.
Right.
No compromise here. We don't care. We don't care who you are. Can't buy your way out of this one.
But you're saying that that's for any law, but isn't it only for a chil Hashem?
Well, any law, there would be a chil Hashem if you put the covered Adam.
But any law is transformed into a chil
yeah.
Hashem.
Well, unless it's law from Mammon. Mesa?
Go ahead.
Mitzvei Kavras Ameis Yuchazru V'lifneim Meis Drachem. So after the Kfura, the Avel was returning back to his home. And there was two paths in front of him. Achas Tar V'achas Tmeya Baba Tahora Barnimo B'Tahora.
Yeah.
So if he goes in Torah, you go with him. Baba Tuma Barnimo B'Tuma B'Shem Kvodo. So for the cover of the Avel, you're even going to go on the path of Tumah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean time yourself.
Right.
Claim.
Okay. So I guess it's talking about a Kohen, right?
Yes.
So Amai, Leim, Ein, Chachavim, Zuhun, Leneged, Hashem. So say that he's not allowed. It's covered for the Avel, but it's going to be Isra Deraisa, Pimitami, Kohen becoming Tami to the Mace.
Correct.
Right, this time about a regular Avel, not necessarily talking about a...
An Avel, right.
Cover for the person. So, okay. So, Tirgum Rav Avel, the base of Prost, or Bonham. Then Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Menafech, the base of Prost, the Holech. Then Rav Yudah Bar Ashi, Mishmuel, the Rav, base of Prost, Shenidrash Tohor. So, really, it's only talking about where it's Durban, Rashi. Base of Prost, the Lomitame, Elami, Durban. Who saw the Shenechash Bokever field where they did a harisha, they threshed, and there was a cavern there. The chashuchom shema dildulu kli macharisha es atzamos. So maybe the kli harish, the plow, move the bones. Medoris aleham es sitan, and if you step on them, you're going to, I guess, move them. Betzim kisur, matan v'maga, u'vimasa, v'laboel. And the etzem, that's the size of a barley, so it's matan if you touch it or if you move it, not the opa'ohel. As long as you don't touch it, you're fine. The kibud rabbanan hu da'aser, rabbanan hu da'chluye li karai hu gabe avel. So since the only issue here is with the rabbanan were mochel on their kavod for the avel.
Now what is that? That's an important statement there, Rashi. Rabbanan?
Last two lines, that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
I think it means the achluye li karai is there mochel on their kavod?
That's right. Li karai.
Right, okay.
I thought everything they make is for deraisers.
What?
I thought all the tikkunos to Rabbana was just for the to support the deraisers, not for their own kavod.
That's what we're going to have trouble with. The Rabbanos and the deraisers. That's the real reason I want to take this figure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, menafech adam lefanof.
So meantime, the Rabbanon is only covered. Is not kvod shemayim anymore. It's not like a deraiser because it's man-made. So therefore, so the chachamim won't. So the Chachamim were mochel their covered. What does Rashi mean, they were mochel their covered?
They want their mochel, there's no longer chil Hashem.
Right. I mean, if they wouldn't be mochel their covered, then what?
Might be chil Hashem, chil Sasa.
So then their covered would be greater than the...
Covered Adam.
Than the covered Adam.
Because
right.
It'd be a chil Hashem, because losasa.
Because I don't know. Whatever. Okay, but it would draw on kvod shemayim. So their covet would be bigger than the plain person that wants to violate. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, what do they do? They're mochel their covet. So a drabbanon is kavod drabbanon. So this, and since the mochel are covered, so there's no conflict. There's no conflict because they're mochel.
What do you say, the covered rub?
It's the rub. No, a covered rub on with Trump covered Argon Stam.
Covered of the
Rabbanim. Covered of Takanas Chachon with Trump, an ordinary person.
Could be right.
Right, right, right.
But they're mochel.
Then you couldn't. But they, since they're mochel, that's why
you're right.
But aren't they just quantitatively different, not qualitatively different?
Than God?
no, than the normal guy.
Yes.
But with the other case, it was
qualitative. Yes. True.
So.
Good point. But it doesn't matter. But it would still be the same thing. Because even though it's quantitatively more important, but it would still trump the Kavar Adam. So he wouldn't be able to violate. But now we say that what? That really, they're mochel.
Right.
So since they're mochel, they're covered, so that's why it's mutter.
Right. But otherwise, it's been a problem because of the losasa, it's the raisa.
Well, the Gemara doesn't seem to mention anything about that here.
It's like it does in like two a few lines.
I know, but at this point, Rashi doesn't bring it in, the Gemara doesn't mention it. That's covered Shemayim, Mamish.
The what? Losasa. It's as if it would have been losasa, it would have been the raisa, it would have been the same problem. But
at this point, the Gemara doesn't bring in that even though it's drabon, how could they be mochel covered as the raisa or losasa?
No, once they're mochel, there's no issue.
What do you mean?
Meaning if they weren't mochel, then the reason you have a problem is because it's losasa against kavod adam.
One second.
But once they're mochel, there's no losasa anymore. It's not a problem.
Why not?
Why not?
Do they have a right to give options? They made the takana. They didn't have the right to say you can listen to us or not listen to us. We have a right to be mochel.
Why not?
Because there's no...
It's a
derisa. The derisa says we give the rabban the license to make rabbans. We don't get the rabban the right to say you could follow us depending on your...
Yes, it does.
Because they didn't end up... The only reason they got the license to begin with was Los Asur. There was no caveat attached to that to say, well, we have a right to say if you could be mochel on our covenant. They weren't given that right.
Yes,
they gave the right to make sakanas.
They were.
Where? Where do you see that?
The rabban the Torah gave them the power.
Where do you see it? No, the Torah.
Whatever they tell you.
The Torah gave them the right to make takanas. They didn't give them the right to say that we have a right to be mochel on our covenant.
I'm
sorry?
Haim Amr Vehim Amr. They said you'd listen. They said when you don't have to listen.
But they don't say that you can just be mochel on our covenant.
Why not?
Why can't they say takana like that?
They weren't given the right to do that.
You know, where do you get that from?
Where do you give the right to the war? They said they were given the right to make takanas. They were never given the right to say that we can consider our covenant a factor of implementing those takanas, and we have a right to be mechila.
But the same pasuk from Lo Sasser, can't they
yeah,
say?
No. Lo Sasser tells you that when they want to protect the deraisa, they have a right to make a takana. That's it.
They don't enact
the takana. But once the takana is made, they don't say that we have a right to say, we're giving you a right to say, well, listen, if we want to be mochel on our covenant, you don't have to follow this takana. That's as far as they were the right to
give
that.
In other words, he's saying that they have a right to make a takana. And once they make a takana, if you violate it, you're over in a deraisa.
That's right.
Of Lo Sasser. So what right do they have to say when mochel are covered? How does that fit into the system?
Well, isn't it from the same pasuk of the Torah Asher Yarucho that pasuk lo tasser? They make a pasuk.
No.
They say that they don't. It's fine. We can be mochel on our covered. So you.
The
so
only
covered was never given as a relevant factor.
That they cannot do that. Where does it say in that pasuk they cannot do that?
Because they just
follow the takanas lachamim.
What do you have to say?
Because Rashi doesn't say that.
Right.
Look, we're ahead of ourselves anyway on this.
Rashi doesn't say that.
Wait till
Rashi says.
You know, as Rashi should have said, "Shelo gozru b'makom kavod adam."
Right. That's the initiation of the takana.
That would be that the takana was never said in such a case.
Right.
So you wouldn't need mechila. You wouldn't need mechila because they didn't make the takana b'makom kavod adam. But Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's saying the takana really stands universally. But if you violate it, you're violating their kavod, so they're mochel. they're mochel, but it is a violation. You are really violating, because the only thing is that they're mochel on your infraction, but there is an infraction there. Mochel means, like with mama, that you owe me $100, but I'm mochel. But you owe me the $100. There's a problem here. But I have a right to be mochel. So the same thing over here. You're really embarrassing me, because I made the takana. If I'm representing the chachanim, so I make the takana. So you're really going against me. That's really a busha. But the only thing is, I'm a nice guy. I'm mochel on my code. I'm mochel on the Rabbanah's code. But how could they do that if the very violation is a deraisa violation?
Right.
I'm just learning from Mark. I'm a Talmud of Mark. Right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Listen, I'm just arguing with Mark, Rabbi. But
go ahead.
You have to say that, just like in the before the deraisa. Even if the halacha had been, keep the client on covenant brios, right? So that's the system of the Torah. It still would have been a lack of kvod shamayim. The fact that the covenant adam takes precedence over a lav, even if that had been the system, would have been a lack of kvod shamayim. So if they had said that they're not gozer b'makom when there's covenant adam in conflict with them, that would have been a detraction from their kavod. Even if they had said that's not the gzera, that's a detraction from their kavod. And they have to be mochel in order to set up a gzera like that. That's the mochel.
No, that's what I want to point out. It's not like they're saying there's no gzera.
If there was, I mean,
then they would have said that b'makom kavod adam logos rabbanon.
It's the same problem.
Like we say,
it doesn't change anything.
B'milsud l'ashricha logos rabbanon.
Makom
tzal logos rabbanon.
Right.
A lot of cases.
Right.
Okay. But the Gemara, but Rashi is definitely not saying that.
Because it wouldn't have helped you.
Why wouldn't it help you?
Because you still have a problem with kavod.
No, you don't.
Yes,
because they didn't make gzera.
Then you're saying there's a takanda rabbanan of Cohen can't go into brace of pras. But if there's kavod adam, that gzera doesn't apply.
Right.
So apparently kavod adam is more important than that gzera. That's a lack of kavod adam.
If they
weren't said that, that itself would have been the lack of kavod.
So when you say that
the makom
tzar law goes rabbanan, so what does that prove? That tzar is bigger than the rabbanan?
No, that's not kavod of one person against kavod of beis din. That's just tzar. They didn't institute
it. I understand. In other words, Rabbi Meir is going now. That's a bad sign for you.
We got another one on your side? Mark's side, I should say.
Okay, that's it. Rabbi Meir, what do you want?
I have the right to apply the Xerah the way they want. In manual places. So you don't have to come to this idea of being welcome
to Kavod.
This is the way they formulate
Xerah. But it's going to be a lack of Kavod for them if they don't apply it when it's a Kavod Adam in contrast.
No. Is it a lack of Kavod if Makom Tzar lo gozer rabbanan? Is that a lack of Kavod?
No, because there's nobody else's Kavod on the other end of that.
Well, I understand, but
it's
they,
but
why is it? Yes, maybe it is. Maybe it is because they're saying that you shouldn't do it. Now they're saying makom tzar lo gozer rabbanan. So makom tzar lo gozer rabbanan does what? It simply means there's no problem of kavod at all because they never were gozer.
Right.
So why do they say that? So you can't say if makom tzar lo gozer rabbanan. Why can't you say makom kavod adam lo gozer rabbanan? Kavod adam is less important than tzar.
Well, it's not. It's just kavod adam now creates a lack of their kavod. When you set aside the gzera for kavod of another person, it detracts from their kavod. You set aside for a different reason, tzar or something like that, it doesn't detract from their kavod. It's just when you have a conflict of two kavod, kavod of beis and kavod of adam, you say this one takes precedence, then you have a problem.
I don't get it.
It's the same thing. Is a law violating the law? Is that a chil Hashem? No. But the problem is that you're violating the law because of kavod adam, that creates a chil Hashem. Right? So the same thing here. If you're going to say that the gzera doesn't apply, then there's a kavod adam, that's going to create a lack of the kavod in the beis din.
No, Rabbi Meir, you want to explain it?
It's the same idea. That they have the right to formulate their gzeros and to apply it where they see fit. And if they see that in this particular case, because of kavod, it shouldn't apply, so they didn't apply it. But that has nothing to do with the overall concept of being mochel their kavod.
He's right.
He's
right. Being mochel the kavod is an extraneous idea. Right, Rabbi Meir?
Yes.
You don't have to, if you say that b'makom kavod adam lo gozer, you don't have to come on to that.
See, if you said for argument's sake that the Chacham could not make these distinctions, that the thing had to be across the board, and then over here they allowed it, then you'd have to come on to Mechilas Kavod or something like that. But that's not the case.
You're trying to find the reason why they can't say something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't see why.
The very principle itself would have been a lack of color based.
Well, I mean, if they're not goes of Malcolm Tsar, so why can they not be not goes of Malcolm Busha?
Right.
Because that doesn't impinge on the cover when they're not goes of Malcolm Tsar.
And what is this? They weren't gozer where it's a matter of being a Vaisha person.
Yes, it's in the other person's kafla takes precedence over there.
No. And they didn't want to be gozer in such a case.
You just being obstinate.
Yeah, but it sets up like a face off between their covenant and that person's covenant. Which is okay if they're mochel, and they were mochel.
You don't have to, the whole mechila business doesn't belong.
You don't have to come to that. It's like you have exceptions, so this could be one of the exceptions. It could be on the list of exceptions, it could be another exception.
But could the system of Doraisa have been in Kavod HaBrios, if it's Kavod HaBrios, you violate the law?
No.
Why not? Like, let's say God had said to do that. God said, do that. And when there's a Kavod HaBrios or law, violate the law and do Kavod HaBrios. God said to
God
do that.
Didn't say that.
But then then you can't prove anything from this pasuk.
No.
So was the pasuk proof to you? So of course you can't, because God said not to do it. Why don't you, in Chachma and Sfuna, just say God says, keep the law, don't do Kavod HaBrios?
Yeah, he did say that.
Where
did
he say that?
Of course, he never said by Kilayan that if it's Kavod HaBrios, it's exempt.
So then how would they even in the Havamina? Why do you need in Chachma? Then the Torah says, don't buy the law and forget about Kavod HaBrios.
Yeah.
You don't need in Chachma, because why do you need a pasuk for it?
You need a pasuk because it's showing you that Kavod Adam, even though he's a Chacham and Eitzah and what else is there?
And Tzuna.
Still, when it comes to God, there's no, you can't compare.
But
the act of comparison is nil.
But the whole thing is secondary. Isn't the primary question what takes precedence, Alav or Kavod HaBrios? If God said Kavod HaBrios takes precedence, there wouldn't be a Chil Hashem. If he said the Alav takes precedence, you never get to the question. God said the Alav takes precedence. It's only the, even just to say Kavod HaBrios takes precedence over Alav itself would have been a Chil Hashem. Had the system been that way, it would have been a Chil Hashem in the system.
Well, that was the question. How I mean, we want to learn that it's not going to be a violation of Kavod HaBrios? Because this person represents God. Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro L'Rabos Talmidei Chachamim. But the Gemara says that's all fine and well when there's no conflict. But when there's a conflict, that's out the window.
There's a conflict. There's a dichoy. When you have a dichoy between two things. Now I don't understand it. Are you saying why shouldn't it be like built into the very thing, not a dichoy, but just like the very categorical exception, like a hutra?
You mean in the case of the Drabon?
Yeah, is that what you're asking?
That's what he's asking.
Oh, yeah. So then you can't, that's a dichoy, it's not a hutra. There's no way to formulate that as, I mean, like by tsar.
Yeah.
And that's also, tsar is like a dichoy also.
Exactly.
I mean, tsar,
exactly.
Tsar is docha.
Right, tsar is docha.
You're not asking that it should be a hutra, that the very nature of the...
Well, I don't know what you're getting involved with in the hutra and the huya. I mean...
If you say
all the Chacham have to say is that they're not gozer, but makom kavod adam, right?
Is that different than saying kavod adam is docha de derabanan?
That's different.
So you're saying it's like hutra, like there is no derabanan in that case.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't gozer, just like tsar.
But tsar is, you're saying there's no gzer, it's not that there's a dichoy of tsar?
Yeah, I mean, why do we have to get into that question? What is the difference?
Well, I mean, if it's simply there's no gzera, then you're right. Then there's no, what's the conflict? Where's the issue? It's only if you're being docha the derabanan because of.
No, I don't think anybody learns b'makom tsar l'gozer rabanan that it's tchuya.
Mm-hmm.
It's such what it is. They weren't gozer.
Mm-hmm. The same thing here. Should have done the same thing here.
Same thing here. Should have done something. It's difficult Rashi. What is Rashi saying that the mochel l'kavod? Okay, go further.
Okay. Tashma Adomer Velezer Bart Sadok Medalgin Hayinu Al Gabi Ronos Shamisim Likros Mache Israel Velikros Mache Sobavad Amiral Fiolikros Mache Akum Shim Yiske Yavchen Be Mache Sol Mache Akum. So, Velezer, what's ever saying that they used to jump over
the coffins of Mesim, which in theory is a problem of Tumah, in order to see Malchei Yisrael or even Malchei Akum. Right, so Rashi, Medagim Aron La'aron, that's it? Okay. So, one, you say it's a problem of Tumah Kohen B'Metame, right? V'amai Limein Tzfunen V'in Inchach Min Tzfunen V'in Yitzlan Eged Hashem. Mar says, no, Kedarava, Damarava, Davar Torah, Ol Kol Shish B'chal Tavach, Chodzim Ne'a Tumah, V'sheim B'chal Tavach, Inna Chodzim Ne'a Tumah, V'rov Aronos Yesh B'em Chal Tavach, and therefore Daraisa Rov, you'd say, is no problem. The Gazra Shish B'em Mishim Mishim B'em.
Call is now being recorded.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's the government.
That's right.
So now really the rice of this whole thing is mutter, but it's the derabanan exer derabanan. From a shim kfor malachim, lo gazri behu rabanan.
Oh, here it says it.
But because of kavod to see malachim, there is no exer mi derabanan. So you're saying that's different, mishim kfor malachim lo gazri behu rabanan. Is different than the prior.
Doesn't sound different to you?
Not really, no.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You can't. It's got to be a decoy. It means decoy.
Yeah, so what's the Gemara answer? The Gemara answer is only Derabanan, right?
The Gemara's answer is only Derabanan in this case. And
okay.
Then Derabanan.
Oh, so, okay, so up to Tashma, go ahead.
But you see, it formulates it differently, Rabbi.
I just want that.
It says, Meshum kvod malachim lo gazru be rabbana.
Where is that, Rashi?
No, no,
in
Gemara. In Gemara.
At the end, right before the next Tashma.
Yeah, that's right. Mishum kvod malachim lo gazur ben rabbana.
So you're saying that doesn't mean the mochel on the kavod, that just simply means in the very xer itself?
Yeah, because over here, they're not going to get embarrassed, the guys that are going there.
Well, they're violating the Darabanan.
Yeah, they're violating the Darabanan. And it's not them, it's not going to affect them if they don't do it. They just won't be able to go to see the king.
Right.
So that's why you have to say over here that the Kvod Malachim is greater. They weren't Gozer with his Kvod Malachim. Right?
Right.
With his Kvod Malachim, they weren't Gozer.
But he's asking it's different than the previous formulation of
it is.
Mechila. Yeah.
I think it is. It doesn't mean that Kvod Malachim takes praise Docha, the Isser Derabanan here. It means
no.
There's like a universal principle in Derabanans?
That they weren't Gozer.
Is that a universal principle of all Derabanans? Or is it in this specific one? Because I don't see how it could be. How are you going to formulate the Isser of Rov Aronos based upon Kvod Malachim? You know what I mean? It's like.
No, the Gemara is answering that. The Gemara is answering a better answer than before. Before you had to say they were mochel. Over here, it's very simple. It's not a matter of them being mochel. It's a matter of they themselves want the person to experience the Kvod Malachim.
Okay.
So they weren't gozer in that case. That's the straightest way. Not to say they should be gozer. And then it's a matter of they're covered against what? I mean, I don't know they're mochel or covered, so what? I mean, on the contrary, if they're mochel or covered, so therefore I'm allowed to go and be metame myself for malachim.
Right.
I mean, why do they have to? It's not a matter of being mochel or covered. That would imply that I have an option to go for the malachim. But no, it's a mitzvah. It's more than that. It's not simply that I have an option or I don't have an option. So I'll say that the mochel are covered and the ladder go if I want to. That's not the halacha. The halacha is that Aber viel größer Malchi Yaakov, Shem Yiske Yavchim bei Malchi Yisrael und Malchi Yaakov, so it's a mitzvah to go. So you see, they wanted you to go. So if they wanted you to go, it means that they weren't goes there, the Malchim Kvod Malachim, because they want you to go, it's a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Aval too, it's a mitzvah, no?
What's that?
By the Aval also, it's a mitzvah to go with him, no? It wasn't an option when he goes down the path
right,
of
Kumar. Right, that's the covenant.
You have to go with him.
Right.
But why don't you say the same thing there, then?
That what?
That since it's a mitzvah, lo gazru bei. Are you trying to distinguish between these two cases? By the malachim, it's a mitzvah, and by the avil before, it wasn't? I may have misunderstood that. Because by the avil case also, they want you to go with the avil.
She didn't say lo gazru bei.
I know. Interesting. I'm trying to learn the difference, but I hear
really.
I don't see how you can formulate it. To me, it's always going to be a defect. You can't formulate into the thing that there's no malacha and there's no issue of tamar. It's going to be a conflict, and you have to malacha.
That's
what it means, or does it bad? So I'm saying what it means. You're growing, it's like a hutcha.
That's.
In other words, the mitzvah by the Avel is Kvod Adam.
Right.
So therefore, it's Kvod Adam against Kvod Chacham.
Right.
So that's what Rashi says, they're mochel, they're covered.
Okay.
But over here, it's a different story. Over here, they want you to go to the Malachim. So therefore, they say that we're not going to be gozer, we're mater the tumah.
I see. Means for the mitzvah of seeing the malachim.
Right.
Over there wasn't like the mitzvah.
Over there, was the whole inyu was covered.
I mean, it wasn't for the mitzvah of miyas kasat. It's because
no.
The cover of the person would be lacking.
That's right.
Go. It's like a docha the.
That's right.
But here you want the mitzvah to see the malachim, therefore we want him to go.
Yeah, that's a different thing. You want to see the. The Gedulas Hashem in terms of Malchei Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's a different story.
But then you're saying Lo Gazri Rabbanan just means it's like a universal idea, Rabbanan won't go there when there's Kvod Malachim involved?
Right. Because they want you to have an accomplishment of being Zocher to the difference.
Right. Between what Mashiach and...
Right.
Is that only to explain the Malchei Yaakov, or
yeah.
The Malchei Yisrael, it's the same reason? Is the Kedei...
Well, Malchei Yisrael...
Yeah, isn't that just because of the Kavod of the Melch himself?
Yeah, El Afilu Gras Malchei Yaakov. So Malchei Yisrael is the Kavod of Melch himself.
So it's really just because of the Kavod of Melch.
Right. But the Malchei Yaakov is the covenant of Malchei Yisrael indirectly.
Mm-hmm. So do they want you to give covenant to Malchei Yisrael, or just
they want you to realize the institution of Kvod Malchei Yisrael? So if you go and you see it, so of course it's a reflection of Kvod Shemayim. Oh, Melech Malchei Melechem. So therefore, they want you to go when it's a question of the Malchei Yisrael. But not only directly, but even indirectly. Even to go to Malchei Yaakov. Because then indirectly, you will eventually learn the difference. And then you'll have a better perception of the Kvod Malchei Yisrael. But if you don't go at all, you have no perception.
But you're not saying it's the Kvod Malachim is Docha this or Derabana.
No.
You're saying they weren't goes there because in order to be kind, this mitzvah of seeing
that's Kvod right. That's exactly it. Okay, that I understand. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Okay. Tashma. Godo kavod abrios shedocha lo sase shabatora.
Uh-oh.
Okay, is there Rashi on that yet or no? No.
It's
because I got that at Kolo Sase Kama. Right, so the Gemara at this point thinks that means that Kavod Abrios is doch every lo sase in the Torah. V'amai leima in chachma v'in tzvun v'in etzel neged Hashem. So why should that be the principle? You should have this possibly should tell you it's not the principle. Tir Gemara bar Shiva kamei d'Rav Kahana u'belav de lo sase. It's speaking about lo sase. Okay. Achichu ale, they mocked him. Lav lo sase the raisi. You haven't really solved any problem. Lo sase is just as much the raisi as anything else.
That's how he marks it.
Right, so it's doch lo sase, it's doch everything else. Where is that Rashi on there or no? Achichu ale, in whose suffer that few omer lo dvar Torah. Omer they do something? Vehu omer bifnei hakavod yavar lav. Vaha hainami the raisi hu. Right, so they held that even the Chum told you something. It's Dvar Torah.
Which Rashi read?
I'm reading Achichu Aleha.
Yeah, go ahead. Inu Savar Afil Amru Lo Dvar Torah. Oh, Omei Bifnei HaKavod.
V'hu Omei Bifnei HaKavod.
V'hu Omei Bifnei HaKavod. Yavar Olav. In other words, the lav of lo sasur has two forms. One thing it means is the interpretation, that you shouldn't go away from their interpretation of Torah.
Right. Okay.
That's lo sasur. Another thing it means is that they have a right to make zeros.
Right.
So Rashi's explaining that Achichu Alei Inu Savor Dafilu Amrlo Dvar Torah Vu Ome Bifnei Hakavod Yavolov Von Voha Hai Nami Deraisa. So what is the Gemara answer?
Okay, fine. So Amr Kahana Gava Rab Amr Milsa Lo Tachichu Alei. So a great man said something, you shouldn't laugh at it.
Don't laugh at him so quickly.
Yeah, think a little bit, then laugh. So every derabanan is based upon lo sasur, and because of kavod ha'adam, derabanan were matir.
Okay.
Rashi. Davar shumi divrei sofrim.
Right.
Nidchem ne kavod abrios. The karele lo sasim mishum dechsiv lo sasur. V'digakash lechud araisahu, rabbanan achluye li karaihu lavra divreim heichad igak kavod abrios. Kigon the tatal b'shabbos avonim shal besakise li knoch. Omi shenifsekat tzitzis talisa b'karmas lo tzrichu laniach talisa sham uli kanes lebeso arum.
Yeah, that's what we had that halacha when we used to camp. Because you had to take toilet paper to go to the bathroom from your tent.
Right.
And there was no Erev. So you were allowed to do it because of Kavod HaBrios.
It was just the Kamlos.
Yeah, Kamlos. Exact case. Practical.
You weren't chayav to build an Erev or something?
No. Hmm. No. Okay, go ahead. All right, so what does Rashi say? So what's the answer? So the answer is that's why he says lo sasa, because the Rabbanan's powers are all based on lo sasa. Call me the Rabbanan speaking. I love lo sasa. On mishum kavod asher Rabbanan, and because of his kavod, they were mochel. Is that Rashi learns?
Yeah. You think kavod asher Rabbanan means mechila? Lo gazer is a different idea, right?
Right. Yeah, Rashi says, "Iksilav adafke kasha luchuda raisu, rabbanan achuli liyikarayu lavar al divrayim heichadika kavod abrios." Okay,
so solve the problem.
What?
How's that solve the problem? I mean, if it's the raisa, what do you mean? They're just mochel on their kavod. It's meaning it's the raisa. How could they be mochel on that?
That's a good question.
Was that the same question from before?
So.
Yeah, more or less.
But saying in terms of their interpretation of the Torah, then they can't be muffled out.
No.
Even though it's their interpretation?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it, but their interpretation is what the Torah says. That's fast and sound derisa.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says that you laugh.
Asmachinu Allah's Bosser means that's where they derive their power?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
So Asmachinu here means that's where they derive their power from.
In case if a guy's wearing kliyim in the shuk, so you have to, a shatnez in the shuk, you can pull it right off him.
This is Gemara.
That's,
Gemara. Later on, the firm guy is on the
right. Very firm. Made sure.
So we have the same cash as that last time, right?
Yep.
Because you're saying they could have just said, Logazer Barabana, and it wouldn't have been an issue?
That's what the Gemara seems to say.
Yeah.
Mishum Kfodo, sure, Rabban. But Rashi's learning, to Rashi, the semantics of Rashi. The Mokhel recovered. Okay, I will stop here.
That's your question, right? You're saying, why can't you just say Mokhel, Kavar Brios, Logazer Barabana?
Right.
Why do they have to be Mokhel, just say Logazer Barabana?
Right, exactly.
I guess.
Do we have a minion?
Yeah. They might have been the cash. Someone come to the early minion.
All right,
cash. Let me see if they're available.
The early minion. It's like
20
minutes
before. 30 seconds after we get all
early. 15
minutes
after. He's
good
for that
question? No, no, no.
We didn't distinguish. You didn't distinguish. You didn't
distinguish. You didn't distinguish. It itself would have been a black of color. The very system itself.
All right, Rabbi Man, took care. Okay, very good.
You're just like not listening to what anyone was saying.
Yeah, I'll call.
But you were arguing.
Yeah, I don't know where Ben was.
I didn't understand what everyone else was saying. I agree with
you.
Oh,
really?
I didn't understand. It seemed like you just like weren't fitting in. It sounded like they were repeating.